Okay, welcome to the Open to the Build Service techno. The rest of the day belongs to the Open to the Build Service. We have several talks and we don't repeat the old stuff from last year, so I hope no one is bored. Who of you know already the Build Service and have some idea what it's doing? Okay, good, then it's good that we give a brief overview. Only as an outlook, I give a brief overview now for 15 minutes. Afterwards, Cornelius will show you how to use it and the general architecture. Afterwards, Michael will speak about internals and really highly technical stuff. And last but not least, Jan, one of our kernel developers, will demonstrate how you can utilize the build service to build additional drivers for existing distributions. So the build service is something more than what other distributions have is daemons which automatically creates RPM packages or Debian packages. It's really our next generation build system and infrastructure, but also a system where everybody can communicate with and where not only packages will be delivered, but the complete distribution. We did start to work on it basically because we wanted to open up the OpenSUSE development, which was, well, is still almost done in-house at this point of now. But we really want to open the complete process of the creating the distribution, making it open that everybody can contribute to the distribution, can maintain packages, can suggest further packages, and so on. We want also not to have everything in the distribution because, as Andreas already mentioned, that it's hard to decide what should be in the distribution and what not. We have a talk later on about that. There will be always additional packages and additional software which is not in the distribution but which is anyway exciting for a lot of people because they work on this special area. So for all this, the build service should be the solution. It should be also, we think, a great help for developers. For example, a project, a large open source project like Mozilla, OpenOffice, KDE and so on, can directly work with the build service to producing the packages. As of now, such projects have already some of their own mailing lists and so on and ask distributions to create packages. In future, the same people can do it also here, building it for the distributions, but also the open source projects can directly have access to these packages and see what's happening. And they can directly start themselves to contribute the stuff. So they have the control and not all the not the distributors in the first place. Of course, another goal is to make it more easier. If everybody needs to understand how it works, how a distribution can be created, then it needs to be easier or at least transparent. So it must be documented, but it's way more than package building. So for example, what we have in mind is that we host also all the description files, standardized description files, how an ISO file or a livecd gets created in the build service. People can see it, how it works, they can adapt it, they can create new ones. So for instance, you want a new SUSE Linux or OpenSUSE 10.2 with your multimedia enhanced packages, then you can simply modify packages in the build service and recreate the distribution with your changes. Or you want to promote your own application, then you can use the livecd setup, add your application easily and create a livecd for yourself to give out on fairs. And this is less effort than before, we hope. So, what does it do? We have one part, this is the interface for the developers, where sources get in and actually you can also check out of visually. The upstream projects can contribute stuff inside. You can go to existing packages, for instance, to the OpenSUSE glibc and saying it's all crap here, these are my bug fixes and you can contribute it there. And we will describe also later how it is possible that not everybody can break everything. The distribution definitions are there. On the other hand, the end user can see what's there, what's happening. There is a GUI where people can vote software, that they can see how when there are multiple variations of a certain software. For instance, there are 20 Linux kernels, so how, which one is the best one for me? They can see feedback and so on. External pages, open source projects can embed the build service if they want to, that they can show, okay, these are the latest packages of our software. Not limited only to OpenSUSE, also for other distributions. So it's really an infrastructure to build a communication, or a better communication, between developer and end users. And to have also some information how you are with your software relative to other projects. Very briefly, the build service is a server infrastructure. Cornelius will talk about that in a bit more detail. Which hosts the sources and provides the mirror infrastructure and so on, because when you upload the packages, it must be provided to multiple mirrors that people also get are able to download it in a good time. On the other hand, you need some tools to work with it, because it's only a server, so you need some frontends to work with it. The build service itself has, of course, also an open API. So it's a server at the moment located in Nuremberg, by multiple servers actually. So the open API ensures that everybody can utilize the build service also with own written tools. For instance, you can adapt existing tools like our web interface to make your modifications, or you can, when you are, for instance, a developer of an EDE, you could integrate the support for the build service also in the EDE for Eclipse, for instance. It would make sense to have just one button and now build me packages. Just an idea. One thing is that I want to speak briefly about is the project model. Because everybody it should be easy for everybody to get into the service and to work there, but not to break everybody else stuff. We need workspaces where people can set up workspaces either for one person or for a large number of persons. For instance, a complete open source project who wants to provide Project X there. That does not mean when you have no write access that you can't make any contribution to that. We want to build also an infrastructure for that. We will talk later about that. So you can also make changes for existing packages, because maybe you want only to fix a stupid typo, something in the description files, or you want to add some new functionality there, then you can do it here. Of course, just to be clear, that does not replace all the SVNs of the public open source projects. So when you want only to work on a certain software, it makes, of course, in first place, more sense to work in their SVNs and work with these people. But when you want to change something in the packaging or to compile the package in a different way, it has different options, or you want to fix it that it now works also with 64-bit in all these cases. Then you can do this here, you can contribute it, everybody can immediately see it, what you have done, and it can be merged back. The project model itself, the project itself has a number of sources. What you host in there, you have a description there, for what do you want to compile it for, and you have a list who can write it inside. That's basically the main topic of the project. And you have relations between the projects. So this is just an example. The KDE4 project could, for example, consist on these packages. KDE4 does not exist on these distributions, but you can now create such a project, work together with all people you like directly on this, and this sources get compiled for OpenSUSE, for Debian, we have also Fedora, Andriva, Ubuntu. And others can utilize this one again, because now the Amarok head developers who work also on KDE4 port can't compile their stuff directly for this distribution because there is no KDE4 yet, but they can build it on top of this. So this is very rough view the project model. There are plenty other examples where you can use it and so on, but for a short overview, this should be enough. The current state, they have one instance running. It's on build.user.org, and this instance is the version which is intended to be the master version for the OpenSUSE build service. But the complete build service is meanwhile open source. We have packages and it's an open SVN, so everybody can install it also at your university, at your home computer, and so on. So there are people already trying to compile a distribution on a single PowerPC notebook. I'm not sure how far they will go, but it's an attempt. We have the needed setups that not only RPMs are built, but also Debian files. So you have to provide at the moment also a build description for Debian, but then it can handle not only RPMs, but also deb files. It's important for us so that it's not that we don't depend on the package format in any place. And all software is, if it builds successfully, is available behind software.openSUSE.org. This one is basically an HTTP which server which redirects you to any mirror which has a package. The reason why we don't have the build service open for everybody right now is that we have lack of some implementations, we need some additional control infrastructure and so on, and we don't have enough hardware for that yet, but we are working on this. We give access away for open source projects, so if you are really open source project and want to provide it, then you will get an account as long as we have enough space. What we are working on at the moment is improving the GUI, the web interface further, especially to become more user-friendly, that you can find the software better, that you can rate and so on. We have ratings at the moment, tags and so on. Another point is that we build the infrastructure at the moment outside of the build service to create the images. That includes LiveCD, Xen images, VMware, but also the complete installation ISO. Like you have OpenSUSE 10.2, you should be able in future with the build service to create all these ISO files. And yeah, that's the main thing. Of course, there are lots of future ideas. We collect them on the wiki page. The template-based package creating is something what has been already started. I believe Cornelius will speak about that briefly. Will you? Okay. So it will help you to build the packages easier without understanding RPM. Another idea, and that these are only ideas at the moment, is a decentralized hosting of the build service. So that means now that we are complete open source, it's not necessary that everything gets built in one place. So we could grow the network of the build service when we have more servers, for example, hosted at universities and other companies, where they build their software, but still possibly linked with other services. So that you have one point of view where you see all the software that the others do not need to maintain the base distributions, but can only focus on their software. Another idea is to provide LSB builds, that you can get sure when a package you have built for LSB that there's really only LSB functions used, that it runs on really every LSB system. There were some discussions about the translation framework. We are not that sure how far we want to go there, because we do not want to conflict with the translation frameworks for the open source project. But there is some interest in this area. And another one is a QA interface, that when you provide software there, that you get automatically the standard tests running. That's especially interesting when you have configured your project in a way that it uses an SVN repository, for example. Then you can really have your every change getting compiled with the build service, and also run your QA scripts and test stuff, that you see really after each line what you have broken. And after you have configured this, you do not need to change but you don't need to trigger anything. It would be enough simply to commit to the SVN and to see what you are breaking after some time, of course, after building it. In general, we have a wiki page on www.openSUSE.org build service. It's the start page. It's also linked from this URL, so it should be enough to remember this URL, build.openSUSE.org. You can request also an account there. And we have, of course, a mailing list where discussions about the build service are. So, I do not think it makes sense to make questions now because the other talks will solve hopefully most of the other questions.